This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. North Korea says it has carried out a very important test at its long-range rocket launch site. The announcement comes amid dimming prospects for a resumption of nuclear negotiations between North Korea and the United States. Iran and the U.S. conducted a prisoner exchange involving a Princeton graduate student detained by Iran and an Iranian scientist held by the U.S. AP's Charles de Ledesma has the story.
In a trade conducted in Zurich, Switzerland, Iranian officials handed over Chinese-American graduate student Xiyu Wang, detained in Tehran since 2016, for scientist Masoud Soleimani, who had faced federal trial in Georgia. While the exchange represents a rare win for both countries, it comes as Iran still faces crushing American sanctions and the aftermath of national protests. President Donald Trump has acknowledged Wang was freed in a statement from the White House, saying the Princeton scholar would be returning to the United States. I'm Charles Ledesma.
President Trump and top U.S. officials are reaffirming America's continued commitment to Saudi Arabia in the wake of a Saudi Air Force student shooting spree at a Navy base in Florida. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
I spoke with the King of Saudi Arabia. They are devastated.
Speaking to reporters as he left the White House Saturday, President Trump said Saudi King Salman offered reassurances.
The king will be involved in taking care of families.
A Saudi statement calls the shooting a heinous crime that does not represent the Saudi people, who count the American people as friends and allies. Meanwhile, Defense Secretary Mark Esper said he wouldn't hesitate to deploy U.S. forces to Saudi Arabia.
Not at all. I think, you know, Saudi Arabia is a longstanding partner of ours in the region. We share mutual security interests.
Esper added the Pentagon would re-examine vetting procedures for foreign nationals taking part in its training programs. Ben Thomas, Washington.
And for news on the go, use the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Police in India say at least 43 people died on Sunday in a fire at a central New Delhi building. Many of the victims were factory workers who were asleep inside the building when the blaze began. The 23-year-old rape victim set on fire by a gang of men, which included her alleged rapist, has died in a New Delhi hospital. Matthew Laratunda reports.
All the suspected perpetrators are in custody, but her father says his family has received other threats and fears a long and drawn-out court process. 10 to 20 years, he says, he wants them to hang. His daughter has not been publicly named, but according to local media and police reports, she was attacked on her way to court on Thursday after she accused two men of raping her at gunpoint a year ago. One of them was imprisoned but recently released on bail. The other was on the run. As she boarded a train to the courthouse, the two men appeared with three others and doused her in kerosene. She was also beaten and stabbed. It's said that she walked almost a kilometer trying to find help before she was forced to call the police herself.
That is Reuters' Matthew Laratunda reporting. U.S. Democratic lawmakers met privately Saturday to work on the investigation into President Donald Trump. Democrats on the House Judiciary Committee are working through the weekend to review evidence and draft charges that they can recommend for a full House vote as early as Thursday. The White House says it will not take part in the hearings. 140 bushfires continue to burn across eastern Australia. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
Sydney is again shrouded in a toxic, smoky haze. Health warnings have been issued, and many weekend sporting activities have been cancelled. Several blazes have combined to create a mega fire north of Australia's biggest city. The fire's front is 60 kilometres long, and officials warn it's simply too big to put out. Lauren McGowan works in a bar in the nearby city of Cessnock.
Everyone's a bit on edge. It's getting a little bit too close to home for around here. Like, even like people that we have working here, the fire's practically on their doors.
There are 95 bushfires here in the drought-hit state of New South Wales. Half are burning out of control.
That is Phil Mercer reporting. Thousands of protesters have gathered in Hong Kong for a rally today that is expected to gauge support for pro-democracy demonstrations in the Chinese-ruled city. The government is appealing to people to express their views peacefully. Earlier Sunday, police announced they had found a pistol with more than 100 bullets that they believe was going to be used during the protest. 11 people were arrested. For more news, go to voanews.com. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.